On Tuesdays, we do Tell Me How, Tell Me Why. We learn about different things, from only fans to drone delivery to an Irish man living in Trump's America. It's varied. We learn together. Today, it is on tattoos. Full disclosure, I have no tattoos. I have no piercings. I am not against them. I am not for them. Would I get a tattoo? Yes. But we're going to learn together here. Fionnuala, have you anything to disclose at this moment in time?
I am tattoo free. I frequently think that I'd love to get one and then I just know I'm so finicky and I change my mind and I end up hating it. I can't. It's the commitment. If you told me you'd give me an out 3 month or 6 month tattoo, I'd go for it, but can't commit to the lifelong.
Well, today's Tell Me How, Tell Me Why is going to be useful for all of us then, so who do not have tattoos. We're going to do a bluffer's guide. We're also going to hear about some mistakes you probably shouldn't make in tattoos, as we're joined by Claire and Chris from Ink Sane in Athlone. They're some of the best in the business, and you cannot doubt their passion.
We pretty much devoted our entire lives to this, so we do it all the time. We both tattoo and we're a couple as well, so it kind of leaks into our home life a lot as well. I do have percent tattoo, so
amazing. There's no such thing as not bringing the work home there.
No, it takes over your whole life. You have to really love it because it takes over everything. It's all consuming.
In both your opinions, why do people get tattoos?
Something special. It's something what is for life, make this very important for you. Lots of people treat this like a very memorial thing, something what they can dedicate part of their body for some memorial thing.
People have been getting tattooed forever, so it's not like a new thing. Like, historically, people have gotten tattooed. Celtics had tattoos. Like, we find, like, mummified bodies that still have tattoos. I think people have always and will always get tattooed.
What is it about this type of art that really appeals to you and that you decided, as you said, to commit your whole life to it, and it's something that is your life?
I don't really know. I was always into art, and then I kind of started going to art college, but I was already tattooing, so I didn't finish art college and I just kept up with the tattooing. It just really suited me. Ever since I started, I kind of found where I belonged. Like, I love everything about it, the tattoo community, the people, everything, the whole lifestyle. I love it.
Do you think there's a certain personality trait or type of person that is drawn to tattoos, or is it every walk of life?
That's what I love about it, is that it's not specifically aimed at one type of personality or one type of person. It's all inclusive. Like, everybody is welcome. The only thing that connects everyone is that we all have tattoos. Other than that, we're all entirely different.
Is there any phrases or terminology or tattoo speak that maybe you could lend to us that we don't feel like noobs going in there? It's like a bluffer's guide to a tattoo artist tattoo shop.
You could ask to see the artist's portfolios, to see examples of their work, and it would help you choose what artist best suited what you wanted to go for. You would kind of need to know a rough size, so don't say that you want to get like a medium tattoo, say a size in inches, or don't say the same size as it is in the picture, because the picture is different on each device. So I could have an iPhone, but you could be looking on your computer and the picture size would be different on each screen. So yeah, know what kind of size you want to get in inches and the placement that you want to get it. And I don't know.
Don't ask how much is the sleeve, because everything is very, very different.
We wouldn't have like a generalized price for everything. So like, it depends on more the time that goes into it and not the size. So don't ask how much is a sleeve or how much is a half sleeve, because we would have no idea. It's like asking how much is a black car.
100% I would have walked in and be like, and now if I wanted to get this bit done, how much would that be? And how much would this be? And how much would it take to do a sleeve? So it's good to get a bluffer's guide from Claire and Chris from Ink Sane Athlone. That is I-N-K Insane Athlone, or Ink, sorry. I've done it again, haven't I? I can't spell. I try and give you the spelling and then I make a balls of it. I-N-K S-A-N-E Athlone. There's more to come from Claire and Chris.
It's so interesting to hear how the whole world works. As I said, myself and yourself, not au fait with it, but fascinated really by it as a form of art. So yeah, can't wait to hear what else Claire and Chris have to tell us.
I'm liking John sending pictures of Ayrton Senna, the Brazilian, one of the best in the world Formula One drivers. He's thinking of getting on his shoulder. We're getting tattoo photos. Now, we're not going to ask for any intimate bits, but we are on WhatsApp if that is your thing. 087-1102-107. More to come from Claire and Chris on today's Tell Me How, Tell Me Why. Now, a song nothing to do with tattoos, other than that they're called tattoo. All the things she said. It's iRadio Old School. Dave and Fionnuala with you. And today's Tell Me How, Tell Me Why, we are speaking about tattoos with Claire and Chris from Inksane Athlone. They are some of the best in the business. Even if you don't have a tattoo, you have no plans to get a tattoo, you can appreciate their craft, their work, their art. But you might also be familiar with tattoo fixers and some tattoos that go wrong. Does Claire and Chris have any stories of tattoos that they've seen and went, oh no?
I remember years ago there was a guy with Manny United written across his shoulders, literally shoulder to shoulder. The letters were 3 inches wide each, and the artist forgot the N in United. That was a really big one. It was a difficult one to correct as well.
Oh, obviously they knew coming into you that the N was missing, or did you have to break that news?
No, they knew.
Okay. Have you ever had to break news like that, going, hey, you do know this tattoo is missing a letter or the spelling is wrong?
Once a girl came in, but she was from another country, and her partner's name was like a name that I wouldn't normally know how to spell. So I asked her to write it down, and she wrote it down, and then I just copied what she wrote letter by letter. And her friend came in the middle of the tattoo and was like, is there not supposed to be like an N in whatever the name was? I can't remember what it was. And then she was like, and she went white. Oh. I was white, and I was like, okay. But we were actually able to change it. It was like changing an O to an A or something like that, and it was a pretty easy fix, thank God. But I was drenched in seconds.
This is a two-parter question, so I will ask first, I suppose, A, the most out there request you've had, something that someone came in and asked for and you were like, oh wow, okay, that's unique. And then B, have you ever felt in a situation where you really felt you should talk someone out of getting a certain tattoo?
I don't know if I can disclose this. Is there some kind of client artist confidentiality that I'm breaking here? But a guy came in and he had his girlfriend, his ex-girlfriend's name tattooed on his arm, and she had cheated on him recently, and he was really upset, and then he wanted the name covered up, and I was like, no problem, we can do that, that's like super easy, we got this, like I'll sort it out for you. But he was like, I want to get it to cover it, because he wanted something really disrespectful. And I was like, okay, but only you're gonna know what it's covering up, like everyone else is just gonna see that you have this phallic thing tattooed on your arm, like no one else is gonna know that. When you're shopping for groceries in Lidl, like everyone's just gonna see, oh, there's the guy with the big on his arm. And no one's gonna know that you're disrespecting your ex-partner that cheated on you. Like, you're really disrespecting yourself at this point. So he didn't get that. We covered up something else, thankfully.
I didn't know what I was expecting, but I wasn't expecting that.
That was one of the cleaner stories as well.
I think we could spend a day with Claire and Chris speaking about tattoos, and then neither of us still get a tattoo. They're just really interesting. They're brilliant at their craft. You can find them at Inksane Athlone. That is Inksane Athlone on Instagram. Look at some of the work. The realism that they're able to achieve in some of their tattoos is phenomenal, and you can see why they're recognised as some of the best in the business.
The talent, the dedication they have to just developing that talent and continuing with it, absolutely fascinating. So thank you so, so much to Claire and Chris from Inksane for joining us for today's Tell Me How, Tell Me Why.
Also, they look after their clients. They don't let someone go in hot-headed and getting a num 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 on their arm for everyone to see while they're out doing their grocery shopping.
iRadio in the afternoon. iRadio in the afternoon
with Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 on iRadio.